This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile over Japan, its neighbor said, escalating test of weapons designed to strike key targets in regional U.S. allies amid stalled nuclear diplomacy. The Japanese Prime Minister's office said at least one missile fired from North Korea flew over Japan and was believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. It said authorities have issued an alert to residents in northeastern regions to evacuate buildings. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it also detected the launch of a ballistic missile that was fired toward the northeastern waters. The launch is the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days, in what was seen as an apparent response to military drills between South Korea and the United States. The missiles fired during the past four rounds of launches were short range and fell in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The head of the United Nations says the world's environment is in a life or death struggle for survival, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned world leaders that immediate action is needed to prevent further environmental disasters such as historic flooding in Pakistan and powerful hurricanes that have struck recently, including Ian.
The world cannot wait. Emissions are at an all-time high and rising. And meanwhile, the war in Ukraine is putting climate action on the back burner while our planet itself is burning.
Guterres challenged leaders, especially from developed nations, to attend next month's climate summit in Egypt. I'm Norman Hall.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian forces achieved their biggest breakthrough in the country's south since the war began, bursting through Russian defenses and advancing rapidly along the Dnipro River on Monday, threatening supply lines for thousands of Russian troops. Kyiv gave little information about gains in the south, but Russian sources acknowledged Ukrainian troops had advanced dozens of kilometers along the river's west bank, recapturing several villages along the way. The breakthrough follows recent Ukrainian successes in the east that have turned the tide in the war, even as Moscow has tried to raise the stakes by annexing territory, ordering mobilization, and threatening nuclear retaliation. A senior UN official warns flood-ravaged Pakistan is entering a second wave of death and destruction from outbreak of diseases. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Julian Harness is UN resident coordinator and humanitarian coordinator in Pakistan. He says the first wave of this climate-induced disaster has caused wide-scale destruction of roads, bridges, homes, and other infrastructure.
The scale of it is beyond imagination. It is a climate change disaster that you can see from space.
The United Nations reports an estimated 1,700 people have lost their lives, a third of them children, and 12,800 have been injured. It says more than 33 million people are affected by the floods, which have displaced 7.9 million. Haine says the wave of diseases spreading across the affected areas will lead to many more deaths, especially among children, millions of whom are suffering from acute malnutrition. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has responded publicly to the biggest protests in Iran in years, breaking weeks of silence to condemn what he called rioting and accusing the United States and Israel of planning the protests. Khamenei said he was saddened by the 22-year-old's death, but sharply condemned protests to destabilize Iran. Recapping our top story, North Korea has fired a ballistic missile over Japan, its neighbors said, escalating tests of weapons designed to strike key targets in regional U.S. allies amid stalled nuclear diplomacy. The Japanese Prime Minister's office said at least one missile fired from North Korea flew over Japan and was believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. Follow us for the latest news on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.